back to learning the Tshuvot of Rav Avadia Yosef. Shailot b'Tshuvot Chaveda. Tonight, Chelek Vav. We're starting Chelek Vav. So, Siman Aleph. Siman Aleph and Chelek Vav is, do you need to check your tzitzit before you put on your talit? Do you need to check whether the tzitzit are intact before you put on your talit? Now, there are rules about what makes tzitzit kasher. At the very least, you have to have 8 strings, 4 folded in half. And they have to be intact. Sometimes what happens, so it's 4 folded in half through the hole. So there's a hole, and then there's still the beged, and at the edge, there's a double knot. That's the first knot. So sometimes, one of them split in that area. So you really only have 3 going through the loop. That's pasul. That's 100% pasul. According to everybody, there's no question, that's a problem. But there are other problems you can have with your tzitzit. Sometimes you look, you only see 7 strings, you don't see 6 strings. There are things that can happen. We wear talitos, we walk around, gets caught in a chair, gets caught in someone's foot. So do you have to check before you make the bracha, before you put on the morning? So the Rosh writes, "Acharez l'dvar, asem yivdok ha-tzitzit, kodem sheyivarech." You should check, so it shouldn't be a bracha levatala. If you make a bracha l'katef v'tzitzit, and it's not kasher, you made a bracha levatala, so you should check. Fine. The issue is that the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, also has tshuvot. In his tshuvot, he was asked about the following. Some people had the practice, they did not wear a talit or a talit katan outside on Shabbat. Why not? In an area where there's no eruv, you're not allowed to carry. You're not allowed to carry things. You can't carry a sidur, you can't push a baby stroller, you can't do any of those things. So what about tzitzit? Tzitzit clothing. I'm allowed to wear my clothing, I'm allowed to wear my shirt, I'm allowed to wear my pants. I'm allowed to wear clothing, but what if the tzitzit is not mitsuyeset kilchata? Meaning it's pasul. So then, you're wearing a beged. Beged's fine. You're allowed to wear clothing. That's fine. But they have strings that are attached. Why do you have strings attached? Those strings are meaningless. If the strings are pasul, so they're meaningless. You're carrying mirshut harabim. So if you know your strings are pasul, so you shouldn't. The Rosh says that there was a minhag that some people had never to wear a talit or a talit katan outside on Shabbat. Maybe it's pasul and we shouldn't wear it. And he says, no, that's crazy. No, that doesn't make sense. You don't have to. Why do you have to worry about that? You don't have to worry about. He goes, if you know they're pasul, so you know they're pasul. But if you don't know they're pasul, you don't have to worry about it. He says you don't have to worry about it. He says, but then he says in the tshuva, "Va'olam lo na'agu livdok atzitziot bekol sha'ah shemitatzim betalit." Because when we put on our talitos, we don't check. Meaning, what about every morning you put it on? If you wear a 4-cornered garment, a talit, where the tzitzit are pasul, you're over in an assay, at the very least. So we don't check in the morning, so why do you have to check? Why do you have to worry about it in Shabbat? Which is kind of weird, because in the halachot, he said, you should check in the morning. So the fact that he's bringing proof that we don't check in the morning is kind of strange. He says, we don't check in the morning. But he says, you should check in the morning. So which one is it? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kodem shivarech al atalit, ye'ayen b'chutei atzitzit. Before you put on your talit, you really should check your tzitzit to make sure. So why? When it comes to Shabbat, we're not worried. But when it comes to the bracha, we are. So they say, yeah, because bracha could be a bracha levatala, could be an yisur d'oraita. And so you have to be extra super careful when it comes to the area of brachot. You have to be extra, extra, extra careful when it comes to bracha. Shabbat, you have to be careful about also. But even if it turns out that your tzitzit were pasul, you'd only violate an isur de rabbanan. Meaning, when it comes to carrying on Shabbat, you hold something in your hand like this, and you walk outside, that's an isur de oraita. Why? Because you're carrying in the normal way that people carry. I don't normally carry things that are tied to straight holes in my clothing. That's abnormal. So since it's abnormal, that's only an isur de rabbanan. Since putting on, saying the bracha on the talit if it's pasul would be an isur de oraita, you have to check before. And the Beit Yosef says, it's just not a big deal. It's just not a big deal. Bracha levatala is a big deal. And this is such not a big deal to check. You should check. So he says in the footnote, there's a Gemara Psachim. Gemara Psachim that says, wants to know, if you rent a house on Yudalad Nisan, you rent the house on Erev Pesach morning, you're one of those people, you wait until the last minute, you're trying to find the sale, you rent a house on Yudalit in the morning. Right? You can't eat chametz anymore. You're renting the house. Chizkado baduk or chizkato ayno baduk. Can you assume that the balabai did b'dikat chametz the night before or not? What do you assume? Do you assume yes or you assume no? So the Gemara says, ask him. What's the big deal? Ask him. Oh, he's not around. Why is he not when he's not around? So the Ron points out, you see from here, if he's around, you have to ask him. What are you doing? You don't rely on this idea of a chazakah. Chazakah means status quo, whatever the status quo was, you can assume that it continues. Mm-hmm. Meaning, do you assume that he checked it and therefore it continues? Or do you assume no? He may have checked it, but then there was a party in here in the morning, they brought chametz. What with your chazakah? Do you assume that it continues or not? So chizkato baduk or not chizkato baduk? But the Ran says, if you could check, you should check. So the Magen Avraham writes, so you have to check your tzitzit. Why you were lying? Say, yesterday, my tzitzit was kasher. I checked. So today I have to check again. Chizkato, I have a chazakah, that it continues, that it's okay. You see, it's so easy to do. Whenever you can check on your own, hecha de'ika levrurei mevaririnan. If you could verify, you should verify. When you can't verify, you rely on chazakot, you rely on all sorts of halachic principles. But if you could check, you could check. So you say, but wait a minute. There are other gemaros, there are other issues when it comes to this. So for example, when it comes to an animal, we do shechita on an animal. You have a cow, you do shechita on an animal, the shechita is kasher. Can you eat the animal? It says, unclear yet. There's a possibility that this animal is a treifa. Treifa, in colloquial usage, means not kosher, but treifa in halacha means there's something wrong with the animal, such that even after shechita, it's still not okay. If it has a hole in the lung, you can't tell. It has a hole in the lung. You're looking at the cow. You don't know if it has a hole in the lung. After you do shechita, you go and you check. Has a hole in one of the membranes around the brain. That's a treifa. Even though kosher shechita, that's still a treifa. But we don't check all of them. Every time they do shechita, they don't check all of them. We only check the lungs because it's very common. So what about the other ones? We don't check them. So why not? Why not? We rely on the fact that most animals are kasher. You could check. You could. And yet the halacha is, the Beit Yosef asked this question. Beit Yosef said, we don't check. We don't check every animal for everything. You only check for the lungs because that happens a lot. But check everything else. So why? You see, you don't have to check everything. I say, no. You don't understand why. Why don't you have to check everything? Because did you ever have a question that there was something wrong? Why when it comes to Bedikat Chametz, if the guy's there, you have to check? When it comes to the animal's laying in front of you, you don't have to check. Open it up and check. It's as if the guy is standing in front of you. It's the same situation. The guy either did Bedikat Chametz or didn't do Bedikat Chametz. Halacha, you have to ask him. The animal either is a treifa or isn't a treifa. Check. You don't have to. So they say, why? Because the animal, you have no reason to think it's a treifa. Up until now, it was walking and mooing and eating and doing its own thing. It looks healthy. You have no reason to think that it's treifa. So since you have no reason to think it's a treifa, now, after you do shechita, also, you don't have to worry about these things. But the house, wait a minute. What happened 2 weeks ago? Was there chametz in the house? A month ago was Purim. We're talking about Erev Pesach. A month ago was Purim. Of course there was chametz in the house. There's chametz in the house all the time. Oh, there's chametz in the house all the time. And now you're coming. You want to know, did the guy change the situation? I have to know. Did something happen? Now I have to ask him. Now I have to ask him. Because I don't know what yesterday was. When it comes to the animal, yesterday, I know the animal was healthy. So why not think today the animal's healthy? When it comes to the house, yesterday the house had chametz. So why do you think today all of a sudden it's kasher lepesach? Did he I don't know, ask him. So that's the difference. So when it comes to tzitzit, if you check it once, why do you think it ripped? You're telling me, I don't know, I was walking around on Simchat Torah, I was dancing. Okay. Regular day, you walk around, you sit in your talit. Why do you think it ripped? So we assume alakha l'maaseh, en tzorech min adin livdok et tzitziyot v'kol pam shel lovesh talit. You don't have to check it each time. It's a midat chasidut. Midat chasidut, it's appropriate to do so. But he says, if you're running out of time, if you're running very quickly, they're about to say Kaddish, you want to get it on. So you don't have to check. Al pi din, you can rely on the fact that you checked it once. Once you check it once, and there's no reason to think something happened. If there's a reason to think something happened, no, you have to check it out. But if there's no reason to think something happened, there's no reason, al pi din, that you must check. But nonetheless, it's a midat chasidut to try to do so.